Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is episode 117. Thanks for tuning in. Starting us off today, a band from Barnsley, South Yorkshire. A track called Spectre. Here are the Punk Tourists on the Blurred Crusade.
You're listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You better believe.
90.1 FM. This is CJSF Radio, cjsf.ca for those of you playing at home. And this is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Todd McCluskey with you, as always, this Wednesday afternoon. And we just heard from the K-Tells featuring Jim Bescott on lead vocals, and a track called Where Are You, 1979, on Quintessence Records. I noticed that Art Bergman was playing the Fabulous Rio recently, a couple weeks ago, with the Royal Strays. And also they had author Chris Walter, and he was reading from his upcoming book, Born Too Loose, A Messy, Incomplete History of Punk. I'm going to have to check that one out. That sounds interesting. Art Bergman still plugging away. And he plays the rickshaw quite a bit as well. I think the last time I saw the Young Canadians was sometime early 80s. I'm thinking the Italian Cultural Center. But Art Bergman still out there and about. And before that, we had 999 Homicide from Passport Records from High Energy Plan 1978. And we started it all off with some brand new stuff from the Punk Tourists, a song called Spectre from their album that just came out recently called I'm Not All Right. Getting right back into the music, here are Fontaines D.C. and Death Kink on the Blurred Crusade.
Like sleep, I was dead. When will you step in the room out of your head? You said that I was bad, that was fine. When you said I could be good, I wouldn't have it. There's a certain kind of man in this world. Must be for my master's drill in the job. For it to make you laugh, ha ha ha. Teary faces, now the crap. Battered, I caved in. My promise was clattered. Amazing stars from the drink. I made a promise and I killed it.
So far. You're rolling in the sheets with a guest and pointing your car to the west, where the fascist girls undress in the moonlight. And even if you could, you wouldn't play nice. You let the jackboot vision suffice, and now you're throwing the dice.
thanks for listening today. That was The Smiths. Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others from The Queen Is Dead, 1986. I like the extra there. And in the middle, we had Dear Vandal, Fascist Girls from You Were There, 2023. I was looking online. Dear Vandal played the Anza Club a few Saturdays ago. I heard it was a great show. I was going to make it down there. Didn't quite make it. Hopefully next time for Dear Vandal. And we started the set off with Fontaine's DC from 2024's Romance and a track called Death Kink. My good buddy Mike Shepherd coming up at the top of the hour with another great edition of Noise of Carpet right now. But right now, here are The Cure on The Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back.
changed the air.
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
Some 1981 goodness, Simple Minds and Love Song off of vinyl. You know I always like to slide in a little vinyl. And that was from vinyl, Sons and Fascination, again, from 1981, Simple Minds. I saw them about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago at the Orpheum. Great band. They're still touring from Glasgow, Scotland. And in the middle, we had The Family Plot and a song called Bittersweet, a single from 1987. The Family Plot, post-punk from Vancouver, featuring two bass players, no guitarist, and Madeline Morris on vocals. And we started the set off with My Old Standby, The Cure, A Fragile Thing from 2024's Songs of a Lost World.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's a
good
question.
We're necking.
Engineer news with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
From the album Bad Habits, this is a track called Drugs in My Pocket. Here are the Monks on The Blurred Crusade.
Morning, run. Open track.
anything nice? Well, I got some pepper, or I got some dynamite, or I got some real hard drops, all the way from Jamaica for some big stuff. Try some of these. Oh, I'll have a go. Hang on. Cool, that's all right, isn't it? We'll be right back.
You gotta love it. Slid in a little Joy Division in there. Transmission from Substance, a 2007 remaster. Loving that. And we started the set off with The Monks, Drugs in My Pocket from Bad Habits, 1979. Those aren't drugs in my pocket, Mike. Those are just extra strength Tylenol.
Okay. All right.
The Monks originated from London, England. Apparently, the group was only popular in Canada and nowhere else. They were led by former rhythm section of the traditional rockers, the Straubs, kind of a spoof of punk rock. The album Bad Habits went to double platinum in Canada, and again, basically didn't do anything anywhere else, but very big here in Canada, especially in 1979, 1980. And then in the middle, we had The Clash, White Riot, from their debut, 1977. Right now, one of my favorite bands that's come out the last few years. This is Goat Girl on the Blurred Crusade.
Oh,
from the album Script of the Bridge, As High as You Can Go, The Chameleons on the Blurred Crusade. And we started off the set with one of my favorite bands right now, Goat Girl, and Words Fell Out from Below the Waist, 2024. Just winding things down here, Mike Shepherd with The Noise of Carpet is coming up next at the top of the hour. I will see you next week. Adios.
Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week.